We're called to partake of heavenly things. Amen. Listen to this word. Verse 28 says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I will." He said, "I will." He didn't say, "I might." He said, "I will give you rest. Take my yoke." There is a yoke there that's glorious. "Upon you," and said, "learn of me." He's issuing you an instruction. He said, "Learn of this place in me. Learn of the rest. Understand it. Take my yoke. Learn to exchange your weaknesses for my strength. Learn to exchange the heaviness and the yokes. Learn of me. For my yoke is easy. My burden is light." You walk around heavy, it's because you don't know this place. You walk around with burdens, it's because you don't know this place. You haven't learned of this place yet. Ministerial burdens, marketplace burdens, family burdens, personal burdens, baggage burdens. Learn of me. Learn of me. Learn of this one place. Because it'll open you up to the next. It'll open you up. More people get stopped out in their pursuit of the glory of God, because they're shooting for the depths and they haven't learned the protocol of rest. Once you learn of that place and you get very skilled at entering into it, you can turn any trial, any circumstance, no matter what happens. See, the enemy, when you're in the pursuit of God, he's going to stir things up. You can just bet it. You don't have to go looking for trouble. It's going to come looking for you. He's going to stir things. He's going to stir. He can stir your mornings up. He can stir you before you can get out of bed. In your pursuit of God, you have to be able to turn that. You have to know how to take his yoke upon you. You have to know how to turn, because you can't move into his rest. You're not going to move into the fullness of his glory. To move in the fullness of glory, you must learn the rest. It's like stage one of the glory. Without it, you're going to have a hard time in union. You're going to have a hard time moving in the fullness of the Father and a hard time moving into the glory. But you learn of the rest, it sets you into harmony, and it sets you, because all of heaven operates by rest. All of heaven operates by love. It operates by the rest. It operates by peace. It doesn't operate like the way we operate here. You don't walk up there and get in a hurry. You acclimate. I had to learn that the hard way. I was eager to obtain because I saw it. I see it. I wanted to get in there, obtain, transfer, all that glorious stuff. And I had to learn a few things. Amen. Tonight I'm going to share some of that with you. But the rest, you need to become very skilled with the rest. I'll tell you, if you really could experience on a daily basis, your whole life would be turned around. You would shift your whole schedule around to the glory. You'd shift everything around and make it the absolute highest priority. If you knew what was there and you could obtain it daily. Amen? I'm here to teach you how to walk with God. I can't give you what he can give you. But I can point you in a direction, because I'm learning a lot about this realm. I am pointing you in a direction. I make certain things that are difficult more fluid, more easily obtainable. I can't do the work of faith for you. You cannot obtain the glory of God outside of faith. You have to exercise faith. If you're not willing to do that, you're not going to move in these realms. Not consistently. It's just not going to happen. You have to decide that just shall live by faith. And if you're going to live in the glory realm, you have to learn to move through that realm. But I'm going to give you something. It gets easy after a while. Once you start moving into it, it's designed. It has a heavenly design to it. And if you can obtain one level, you'll easily obtain the next level. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about tonight. If you try to comprehend, obtain the whole thing, you can't do that overnight. But if you can obtain those first levels, it sets you up to obtain the next levels. They flow harmoniously into one another. If you try to bypass, you might make it more difficult. Amen? I'm going to teach you right now how to consistently move in the rest of God and how to consistently move and enter into the perfection of the Father's love, the tangible love. You know, the love that washes you. You know, the love that fills you. You know, that love that you'll get caught up in the Spirit and He'll just give you a gully washer. You know, you can enter that every day. It's taken a long time for me to learn how to do that, but I can shorten that time for you. Praise the Lord. So I learned a few things how to get there. Praise the Lord. And when you obtain the Father's love on a daily basis, you will readily and easily move in faith in the glory realm. What we ultimately goal we want is perfect fellowship with God, perfect union, perfect communion, perfect love. And then we want to obtain the kingdom He's given to us. The Bible says His Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. It must convert. There's conversion process. There's a process of conversion. And to understand the mystery of the way the kingdom converts. Tonight, I want to share with you a few things. In Exodus 25, I'm going to read this. You don't have to go over there. Exodus 25, 9. Moses told him to build a sanctuary. And he said, according to all that I show you, after the pattern of the tabernacle, say pattern, after the pattern of the instruments, and look that you make them after their pattern. Moses got caught up on a mount, and God gave him a pattern how to build the tabernacle. He didn't give him a formula. He gave him a pattern. Say pattern. David got the same thing in 1 Chronicles 28. David gave to Solomon, his own son, the pattern of the porch, the pattern of the house, the pattern of the treasuries, the pattern of the upper rooms, the pattern of the inner parlors, the pattern of the mercy seat, the pattern of all that he had, it said, by the Spirit. 1 Chronicles, that's 29 verse 28:19, he says, and all this, said David, the Lord made me to understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works, say all the works of this pattern. Moses got it. David got it. And then look what Hebrews says about it. Look at Hebrews 8. I want you to go to Hebrews 8. See, there's a certain way they moved in the earthly tabernacle. There's a certain way they operated in the earthly tabernacle. They were a pattern in which they moved and operated and built. Priest didn't walk right into the Holy of Holies. He went to the brazen altar, sacrificed. Type and shadow, you got to sacrifice your flesh. It's your flesh. It's not an animal up there. It's your animal. He gets put on the brazen altar. He gets sacrificed. And they put him on there daily. Crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. You can't enter into this place if you're not willing to be crucified in the flesh. Because flesh doesn't operate in this realm. No flesh will glory in my presence. Flesh operates here. Flesh operates in the gift realm here. But it doesn't operate there. There's a lot of things in this realm that doesn't operate there. That's why a lot of people have no taste for the glory. Because they don't want to give up anything here. They're not willing to lay their life down upon the altar. They're not even going to get through the door. They have no heart, taste, mind for heavenly things. And if you don't have a taste for heavenly things, then you're going to spend your life in earthly things. And most of the reward will get burnt to the ground. The heavenly things will stand forever. The heavenly things cannot be moved. What you obtain from the heavens will never be moved. You'll find your life will not be moved either. Amen. And so look at Hebrews here, verse 8. Now the things which we have spoken, this is the sum, verse 1, Hebrews 8, verse 1. We have such a high priest, look at this, who is set on the right hand of God, the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Where is he set? In the heavens, in the right hand. A minister of the sanctuary of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Verse 4, for if he were on the earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Verse 5, look at verse 5. You ready for verse 5? who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of God in Exodus 25, when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that you make all things, say all things, according to the pattern showed thee on the mount, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also is he a mediator of a better covenant established on better promises. He was called to build an earthly tabernacle by a pattern, but it was a pattern of heavenly things. There is a pattern in the heavens. There's a pattern in the glory. There's an operation there. There's protocol there. It's not just walk in there free for all every day. There's certain ways you move in the glory. There's certain ways you move. And when you learn how to move, you're going to learn how to move deep and wide. And you're going to be effective. And you're going to bring that back here. If you don't, you're going to get stopped out. Your prayer life will consist of putting a CD on and laying down before the Lord until you find his rest. You ever done that? You know, you go to prayer and you find yourself 10 minutes later resting in the Lord. That's good. Does that ever happen? Oh, those are atmospheric thieves, by the way. I have a teaching on that. They'll stand at the door. They'll fight you like crazy because they know what's in the glory. They know you start moving in the realms of the glory. They have no control over you. So their biggest mission is to keep you out of the glory. Amen. Now we've talked about the door and I've talked about the rest, but I want to transition tonight. I want to talk to you about the love of the Father. This was one thing I wasn't counting on. I mean, I knew it was there. The way we think here is a little different than the way God thinks. No, the way we think here is a lot different than the way God thinks. Because we're in so much need here. We're of need of revival. We're of need of healing. We're in need of miracles. We're in need of salvation. The world is of need of God. That you see all this there. You see all this dwelling there. You want to transact. You want to transact the kingdom. You want to transact. So you're going in there straight for transaction. But you can't do that. And be effective. Because God has a way about him. If you learn about God, he doesn't change his ways. He kind of conforms you to his ways. Amen. One of the great things I found, if I can get fully situated into his rest, learn of that place. All these are dimensions of God. They're all there for a purpose. They're all there for you. They're part of your inheritance. If you are burdened down on a consistent basis, it's because you don't know of that place yet. Because when you learn of that place, I don't care how much the devil's attacking you. I don't care what he's doing, what he's throwing on you, because this realm he has no access to. When you go before the rest of God, the devil is not there because he has no access to that place. And you can transition into the rest and take the yoke of God out of your mouth because I'm doing it every day. In fact, I can't move any further until I get acclimated in the rest because I get a little bit anxious and try to run right past the rest. Nothing was working for me. I had to back up. Now I've learned to sit there. I just don't sit there, but I sit there in faith by awareness until the tangible rest of God floods my heart, washes away the burden, moves me into harmony. Say harmony. Moves me into rest. You know when you're in the rest. Nobody has to tell you your burden. It's one of the entry places of God. It's the entry points beyond the door. You want to get there fast. Amen. You want to learn of it. He's going to teach you. He gave you an invitation to come. Amen. And one of the things I found about the rest of God, it sets me up automatically for union. You know the place of union? I want you to go to John 17. I'm going to get you, by the help of the Holy Spirit, to enter into the Father's love on a daily basis. Now, I'm talking about tangible love. I'm talking about where he encompasses you in love. I'm talking about a place of love you don't want to leave. It's glorious. I mean, every one of us know his love. God's come to you, he's baptizing your love, and you've been caught up in his love. But how about consistently entering into his love just because you want to? Just because it's there. And his love, believe it or not, is going to set you up to receive of heavenly things. The Bible says, faith worketh by love. And love causes a fullness to abound where you can freely partake and freely receive of the inheritance that's so full in that place. And though you're looking at the hole and you want to go chomp it all down in one bite, if you'll listen to me, I'm going to save you a lot of time. You're going to have to trust me. Do you have to do it this way? No, you don't. I'm just telling you things I've learned through moving in that realm and moving heavily in it now. And it's glorious. I'm telling you, it's glorious. And it's daily. And it's not hit and miss anymore. It's not being stopped out. Do you know what I mean by being stopped out? That you go to seek the Lord, you want everything, and you run into something. You don't know what you run into. And all of a sudden you run in, it's like, I wanted to get there. How many of you that ever happened to you? Raise your hand. I wanted to get there, but I got stopped out. I want to teach you how to get there. Amen. If you do this by way of the pattern, say pattern, by way of a protocol, you'll find the rest is going to more easily move you into union. Because if you're not in the rest, you're not in harmony. If you're not in harmony, listen to me, all of heaven operates by harmony. Heaven doesn't operate. There's no disharmony anywhere there. You're going to be a fish out of water. If you're coming in here trying to move in heavenly realms, all disjointed, disharmony, with unrest, anxiety, none of that is going to work there. Not on a consistent basis. That's why he has the rest for you. So he can wash and lift that and get you situated to move to the next level. Amen? Now go to John 17, verse 13. I'm going to say it like this. When you start entering into the perfection of the Father's love on a daily basis, it's going to change you. It's going to change your demeanor. It's going to change your strength. It's going to change your heart. You're going to feel more complete. You're going to be less emotionless, and you're going to be full of strength. It's a standard. It's a strength that comes around you. It's a fullness. It's a completion. It makes you want to want again. John 17, 13. It says, now I come to thee, Father, these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. They have my joy. Do you know what the Lord's joy was? Besides joy? His joy was being one with the Father, in the presence of the Father, in love, dwelling in the love of the Father. That's why he went to prepare a place for us in the Father, so he could bring us to where he was in the Father, so we could enjoy it. He opened this door for you. There is a place that you can enter into where you will experience the Father's love. You need to experience. I need it. It's amazing. When you get it, you want more of it. You find we're not going to get the job done without it. We're not going to be effective without the Father's love. You think that God's telling you, go love your neighbor as yourself, and you're all broken down, and you got 40 years of strongholds working, and somehow you're gonna pull out the agape love of God and start loving somebody? How many of you ever tried that? You don't love with your love. You love with his love. And if you're not partaking of his love, you're not going to have a whole lot to love somebody else with. If you don't know how to get where he is, it's going to be a really difficult to love. Because you're not being loved. You got to be loved first. You really think you're going to operate in agape love of the Father out of your own stuff? Really? How's that working for you? Didn't work very well for me. Verse 21, that they all may be one. Now here's that ring of oneness, divine union found in him. This is the position you move into by faith. They all may be one as thou, Father, are in me. He describes the oneness. Now, Father, you're in me. I'm in you. Now, they're going to be one in us. They're going to have the capacity to dwell where we dwell together. We're going to bring them into this divine union together. Only your spirit man can do that. Enter into that kind of union. How many of you tried that? The quest for divine union. The quest. When you enter in the rest, you're going to find union is almost automatic. It flows right in because he's already harmonized you to heaven. And when he does, you're going to be harmonized into him. And you move right in him and you sit down with him in a state of union. He said, my glory, Father, you've given me, I've given them. Now they're one in us. Father, I will they be with me where I am that they may behold this place. That's the whole realm. You're going to behold it through union. But before you start kingdom transacting, you're going to transact with the Father. Amen? That is the place you want to be more than anything. It's very hard to detach from him once you're connected. It's very hard to do anything else. You know what I'm talking about. You've been in his love before. Him visiting, you've entered in, you've touched it. But just go there every day. He opens your spirit, your heart up. He feeds you with a love that you were created to receive. You were made to be loved by the Father. You were made to be loved by him. And if you got this God come to me mentality, you're not going to get that very often. You got to get where he is. The Father seeketh such to worship him. They that will worship the Father will worship him in spirit and truth. Say spirit and truth. Where he is, he's a spirit. In truth, you gotta come through the Son. You gotta get in union. What I found about rest, it automatically feeds the union, and union automatically feeds to that kind of worship in spirit, in truth, that kind of perfect love, divine fellowship. It feeds right into each other. It's almost automatic. Just the awareness of practicing the awareness, you'll move right in to where the Father and you start encountering one another every day. He can't wait for you to get in his presence. Christ is the convergence of all things in heaven and all things on the earth. You got to get up in there. In the kingdom, it's all about being in. When you get back here, it's all about it being in you. Flowing through you. Amen? Once you start touching the Father, once you start touching his love, once you start communing in that, you're getting ready to be a carrier of the glory in the earth. You're getting ready to access that whole perimeter wheel. 12 inheritances there. You're going to be accessing, carrying me, clothed in the glory. You're going to carry it here with wholeness. The thief's going to come. He has no place in you because the Father's going to love all that stuff right off of you. I can't wait to be with him again. I can't wait to be in the presence of his love. None of us. I mean, all of us want to be loved. It's just, where do you go every day to get that? I mean, the real stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Not that, Father, you love me. Hallelujah. I'm talking about entering into perfect love. The stuff, the gully washer stuff. The stuff that grips you, takes you, where you laugh, you cry. You're caught up. You're weeping, you're laughing uncontrollably. It's joy unspeakable, it's full of glory. Jesus said, my joy will be fulfilled in you. I want you to know what my joy is. I want you to know the Father. He doesn't have near the issues with you that you think he does. The enemy makes you feel like you're unworthy. Makes you feel, well, you're not good enough today. You aren't good enough to get through the door. Go work on yourself and then come back. It's not like that there. You enter in by faith. Jesus is presenting you faultless before the Father. You're holy and without blame before the Father. The Father's welcoming you. Who do you think's going to love you? Where do you think he's going to love you? Is he waiting for you to be perfect before he loves you? Dear God. His hand is stretched out. That's why you got to get in the rest, get in harmony. Then you move into union by faith. I move to where the Father is by faith. I move into the position of love. I move into Christ. And when I'm in there, Christ said, I move into the Father's heart. I mean, you move there by faith. Then you start worshiping. Then the explosion of love takes place. Then you're caught up. And you can stay there. Unless you got to go to work. You know what he keeps telling me? We're not in a hurry here. Don't be in a hurry. This is not like your realm. We're not in a hurry. Because you see all this, and once you learn how to access points, you want to run through things. He said, sit, wait, rest. Take it easy. We can do more in this place than you can do in 10 years. He said, we're going to get it done. It's kind of like God saying, let us do it our way. Acclimate to the realms of glory. And you'll find yourself being able to freely move into them. Amen? Acclimate to the truth. I move into that oneness. I see Christ encompassing. But you see, if you try to come out from the door of Christ and go straight to oneness, and you're trying to acclimate to oneness and trying to be found in Him, and you might jump in there because you're in a flow of the Spirit. You know, you're getting these ebb and flows, or God might just launch you in there to give you a taste. But if you want to move in there daily, you'll find that it's hard to make that jump. It's easier to go the rest first. The rest acclimates you to the rest of heaven. Then the love acclimates you to the glory. The love acclimates you to the fullness up there. There are gates being opened. Just like these gates, they weren't there before. I couldn't enter like that before. Now they're like clockwork. Boom, because faith has triumphed in those areas, see. That's the same way faith will triumph when you're bringing it back into the earth. It's going to open the gates and the stuff's going to start flowing. Does it make you perfect because you're partaking of the love of the Father? No. But it does mean that you're being perfected. Just because you partake of the love of the Father, you might come out and the enemy tries to hammer you and you might have a spill of flesh. You've been in the love of the Father. You're like, how could I be swimming so deep in that and do that? Because you still wear a flesh suit. You still have uncrucified parts of you. You're not perfect, but you're being perfected. The more you hang out there, the less that's going to happen. Amen? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You know, the Bible says that we are built on greater promises. Amen? If we were in the earthly tabernacle, we could pray to God from the earthly jurisdiction. We could pray, and the prince of Persia could come and withstand 21 days, and Michael the archangel could fight him. But then Gabriel come and announce that your prayer has been heard. But we're built on much greater promises now. You don't have to pray from earthly jurisdiction. All this done in a heavenly jurisdiction. All this transfers made up there. You just bring it back. You bypass the second heaven. I get such a kick out of that. Because I'm getting some heavy stuff. I can't wait to start talking about daily manna. It's a major component of the kingdom of God. Major, say major. It's a major component for your life, your ministry, your business, and your calling, and your personal life. It's major to learn how to receive from the Father daily. I'm after it. I'm on it. I'm going to get it. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. I'm going to see God manifest daily in a supernatural way. Daily. Say daily. Not next year, next month. Not because the feast day come around, daily. You're not just going to pray and ask Him to do that. You're going to have to learn to exchange. You have to receive that daily. Daily, man, that's awesome. It's part of a major component of the Lord's Prayer. You've got worship. You got enter in. You've got worship, hallowed by the name. You got kingdom transfer. And then you got daily manna. Got to get the daily manna. God's serving it up every day. So much we're leaving on the table. You can't believe what we're leaving on the table every day. You don't know what we're leaving on the table because we're down here trying to do it all here. God has spread a table for us every single day. Wisdom has spread a table. It's all there. Whether you get it or not, God spreads it every day and hopes you're going to come and get it. Well, He'll give it to me, you know. No! He already gave it to you. You got to go get it. You got to ask for it. You got to receive it. You got to learn how to receive from that seed. And when you start moving in the rest and start moving in union and start moving in the love of the Father, you're going to find it very easy to receive up there. You're going to be able to receive of heavenly things. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27 says, now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Verse 28, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, teachers, miracles and gifts. That was the entry level for pastor and evangelist. Helps, governments, diversity of tongues. That's your eight operations. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, all workers of miracles? Have all gifts of healing? Nope. Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Gifts. He's talking about administrations, callings, and gifts. Not everybody's going to be apostle. Not everybody's going to be gifted with healing. But everybody's got access to the realm of glory. Now notice what he says. Covet. Say covet. Earnestly the best gifts. And I'm going to show unto you a more excellent way. The love of God will open you to the excellent way. Now I want you to go to chapter 13 a minute. I'm going to share some things that might change your theology a little bit. But I know this chapter has been on your refrigerator. I know you've read it 1,000 times. I know you think you might know what it means. Amen. Would you take your present understanding of this chapter and set it on a shelf for a minute and let me slay a sacred cow? I'm going to slay it. Throw some rice on him. Have a barbecue. Verse 1, though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not love, I've become sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries and all knowledge and all faith, so that I can move mountains and have not love, I am nothing. Verse 3, I want you to see this. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. He just marked the extent of human love, of what it could go through. You could give your body to be burned and give all your goods to feed the poor and still not possess the God kind of love, because human love can activate a lot of things and it can go to major extents when it wants to believe in something. It can do things for the sake of God, but you still could be missing the mark, because this love does not originate with you. This love is originating in the Father. Now, he gave you a nature to love, and he gave you a nature to contain his love. Your spirit can contain God's fullness, but you got to get where he is, and then he tells you what the love is. This love is patient. It's kind. It doesn't vaunt itself. Paul understood he was connecting into the heavenly things, and he was partaking of the Father. And he understood there's a whole other operation that love was going to open the door for. See, it was going to open up a door for a whole other realm. And what I'm trying to tell you, love is going to open the wheel up. Love is going to open the inheritance up like no other thing. What I'm experiencing right now, love is just, it blows the doors off. It removes all your areas that you're having problems with. It causes you to be able to freely receive without doubt or unbelief, without agitation. You're just totally in the Father. You're totally in love. When he moves you into one of those seats and you sit down, he just downloads it to you. You feel tangible downloads of inheritance. You're coming back so full, you don't know what to do with it. But we do know what to do with it.
It's caught up in here. All of a sudden, the Lord just downloaded the mystery of how miracles work. Creative miracles. He said, if you're going to walk into a place, unless you got a gift, I'm not talking about a gift, Rem, because that's still going to be limited. If you've been around a while, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about the anointing without measure. When you have that kind of anointing, if it's not on you already, those people are going to leave in that wheelchair. You have to have it already, have downloaded it. You had already had to receive that kind of glory from that seat up there. You had to already be carrying it so the Holy Spirit can freely manifest it. So people think they know everything about it, but nobody knows how to move in that realm, hardly. Very few know how to move in that realm. Now listen to this. I want to close with this. Verse 9. This is the part I want you to hone in on. Now he's telling these Corinthians, I'm going to show you a more excellent way. They were the most carnal church of all churches. Division, lawsuits, fornication, incestual fornication, all this stuff going on.
so much carnality. And he gives them the gifts of ministry calling. He goes, I'm going to show you another way. I'm going to show you another realm. We look at that chapter and say, yeah, let's go try to love. We go try to love. Verse 9, for we know, say we know, in part. We prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part shall be done away. So we almost look at that scripture as like, well, you know, when Christ returns and we get caught up with him, all that's in part will be done away and we'll be perfect. He's talking about the perfect love of God. You entering into it here. You're operating in part. You're operating under regulated anointings, regulated giftings, regulated operations of God. And he wants to shift to the unlimited. He wants to shift to the anointing without measure. He wants to shift to a fullness. He said, when that which is perfect, when the love of God shows up, when you enter into the love of the God, that which is in part will be done away. You'll come into the completion. You'll come into the wholeness. We are going to come into a completion in this hour. Pastor Chuck was telling me he was having a hard time getting in. I said, because you haven't, you know, we've been in so many different things. We weren't hitting that gate every day. But he started hitting that gate, started fasting, and man, he had a huge breakthrough yesterday. That gate, pow, it opened wide open. He had a major encounter in the fullness of God. That's an awesome seat, by the way, the fullness, been in one time. See, when you haven't been exercising your faith and that pathway got clouded over, you got to go in there and plow into that thing until it opens back up, amen? You're going to see the fruit come down, and you're going to say, I want that. Verse 11, he said, When I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I become a man, I put away childish things. He's talking about the more excellent way of growing up into manhood in the love of God. We're not going to do that unless we learn to access that every day. Everyone say, I'm going to become a man. Even you ladies, come on, say, I'm going to become a man. I'm going to put away childish things. Say, I'm going to put away the childish things. We're coming into fullness now. We're coming into the realm of fullness. We're going to put away childish things. God's going to do that with his love. It's amazing how quick he can fix you up. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know even as I'm known. See, in this realm, he's talking to the Corinthian church, the carnal. He goes, you're looking at God through a glass darkly. You're looking through a darkened lens. You're carnal, you're immature, and you're looking at the Father through darkened lenses, through children, as children. He goes, but then when God brings you into the glory and coming face to face with the Father, you start moving into the realm of face to face, encounter with the Father, face to face with his love. You're going to know him with all the love he's known you with. You're going to come into fullness. It's going to open you up to the glory. It's going to open us to the glory of what we're looking for. It's going to open us up to the power, the blessing, the wholeness, the whole thing, the apostolic king, priest, government. That whole thing is going to come out of that place with power, with fullness, with depth. Honey. Honey presence up there. Flows like honey up there. You're going to be close. Say close. For now we know, and now that we see through a glass darkly, but then we come into its fullness face to face. Now we know in part, but then shall we know even as we've been known. You're going to know the love. We're going to know it. We can know it now. We can enter into it now. It's going to open the realm of glory to us. I'm not creating this pathway. He is. But it flows. And it flows well. It flows freely into things. You'll be amazed how freely you can receive from him once you've been bathed in his love. You'll be amazed how freely you can sit in the glory and partake of the glory when you've been bathed in his love. You'll be amazed how freely he'll love you if you enter into the rest. You'll be amazed how easy it is to enter in the rest if you'll enter into the door. You'll be amazed how awesome the door is when you're living in this realm. Glory to God forever. He's going to take your spirit He's going to fill you up with all kinds of treasure that's sitting up there. All kinds of glory. All kinds of power. He's going to take that and he's going to load you down. And he's going to bring you back in the earth. He's going to bypass the entire second heaven when he does it. He's going to drop you back in here. This is where we are right now. By the way, if you want to know where we are, I'm teaching that realm, but where we are right now, what we're working is this one. Bringing it back and opening these final gates. Because I'm telling you right now, listen to me, those gates are fully open right now. It's wide open up there. And it hasn't been that way in the last 5 years. But right now, it's wide open. These ones, when you're bringing it back, and you're loosing, and you're decreeing, and hand it off to the Holy Spirit, that's also faith. You've got to open every gate. You think the present church can get the job done? Have you seen the world? Do you watch the news? Do you watch what's happening right now? Darkness is overrunning right now while the church is sleeping with eyes shut. Now there is a people that are hungry and thirsty and trying to awaken. But this realm must be accessed because it's the only thing that's going to change the world. This realm of glory is the only thing that's going to change the world. The church and all of its Hollywood, Madison Avenue, it's not going to get it done. I don't care how well you present it in this day. It's got to be a gospel with power and glory and fullness. It's got to come out of heaven. And these gates have to be opened. And that's what we're doing right now. That's what we do. We're opening gates, opening pathways, trailblazing to make it easier for people to move. I'm not just saying up here telling you these things. I'm telling you these things because it's accessible and God's calling you to access. He's calling us for demonstration. You know what daily manna is? Do you know what it is? It's daily manna. It's portioned daily. It's meant to manifest daily. That means, are you ready for this? When you get efficient and skilled in operating in this arena, you can pray that day it'll be answered before midnight. That means your prayer will be answered in the day you pray it. Not I pray and I wait for 10 years. Daily manna is accessible daily. And it's meant for you. And it has everything you need for that day in it. And things that you don't need. And it gets... Whew. So, Father, we thank you today for your glory. We thank you for your great love, Father. We thank you for the rest. We thank you for the fullness of the inheritance, the fullness of the kingdom realm, the glory realm, wisdom's house. We thank you, Father, for riches in glory. You supply every need and abundance from that realm. We thank you for the fullness of it. There's no lack anywhere in heaven. There's no lack in that room. You maketh all grace to abound in us. And today we loose this today. We loose the riches of your grace, the riches of your glory, the manna flowing from heaven. We loose that manna into this house. We loose the provision in this house. We loose the increase in this house. We loose the multiplication in this house. We decree the manifestation of daily manna. The full manna for this day. We decree the manifestation. We speak to the mountains. We command them to part. We command them to go. We lose the kingdom. Out of our belly floweth rivers of manna. Rivers of fullness. Rivers of increase. Rivers of multiplication. Rivers of divine health and healing. Rivers of strength. Rivers of fortitude. Rivers of power. Rivers of glory, rivers of grace, rivers. Let the atmosphere be charged. Let there be manifestation. Let there be demonstration. We give you the praise, Father. We give you the glory. Everybody said, amen. Some of you have been trying to do point A, believing and speaking to your mountains. Get full of the glory, then come back and speak to your mountains. Hold every type of speaking there. Let's give God glory. Hallelujah.